Joined here by Coach Keely Waddle over at Gilman City. Good win over Green City on the home court over at Gilman for the Lady Hawks on Friday night. Everybody else, it seems like, other than Gilman, I think Grundy didn't have anything last week, but everybody else in our listening area feels like they were in tournament play. Gilman won. They had a lot of time to practice, got a victory. They get ready for a home test with Mercer tomorrow night. Almost said it was on the road. It is not. That's Mercer at Gilman City tomorrow. Gilman City at Winston on Friday. Coach Waddle, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. As we take a look at last week, you had a game. We'll get to that in a little bit. How beneficial was the time in the gym to practice coming off of that Grundy win back on the 6th?
It was very beneficial. We focused on the three teams we're going to see in the next, as we did Friday, and then this week, we really focused on our strategies and how we're going to come out on the court those few games.
Your team, as I just kind of look at your schedule, who you've played, the results, I kind of feel like you're under the radar a little bit, and I think it's a good spot to be, but you've won 5 in a row. What's gone well for the girls coming out of Christmas break?
We have won 5 in a row, and they've really, I've always said that these girls were a terrific ball team, and we just needed things to start clicking for us, and that's finally happened, and we're able to be successful on both offense and defense. We struggled with either one or the other in the past, and we've been able to be successful in both ends.
What I see, too, is offensively, especially since mid-December, when you're playing well, your offense is putting up 55 to about 61, 62 points a game. You do that, you're going to be really successful. What's gone well offensively for your team in getting increased points this year?
Yes, we, in the past, we'd only had 1 to 2 main scorers, and I'm having 3 to 4 girls in double digits right now. So we're really working the ball, and everybody's getting to put points up, and it's just kind of hard to shut down 4 girls or 5 girls versus 2.
When you're scoring the ball well, you're giving up some more points, but that doesn't mean the defense is necessarily poor. When you're giving up more points, Coach, you gave up 47 to Grundy, you gave up 47 to Green City. Is some of that just the fact that you're playing a little bit more up-tempo and you're scoring, so there's going to be more score opportunities on the other end? Is it just kind of a style of play sort of thing?
Yes, I think so, and just the speed of the game, keeping things moving quickly.
So is speeding up the game, you know, good teams kind of get to the point of saying, we're going to be the aggressive, we're going to speed things up because we can play a little bit quicker than the team we're playing against. Is that something that Gilman City's girls are starting to get to, that you want to speed things up a little bit, or are you more comfortable in the half court?
Yes, we are. We'd really like to speed things up. I think we excel in that.
So against Green City on Friday night, Coach, was it a balanced scoring effort, or did somebody kind of step forward to have a big game for you?
Ava did put up 21 points, but I had 2 other girls in double digits as well. Maddie Malone and Presley Burke, they were both in double digits. And then I had my other post, Lena, she put up 8 points. So, I mean, everyone was scoring the ball. We worked really well. It was a close game, but we were never trailing. We stayed ahead the whole time, so.
Really excellent victory. Green City, you know, they're not quite as strong as they were 3-4 years ago. That's still an above-average Class 1 team, in my opinion. So, really good victory for the Hawks. As far as HDC play goes, Coach, and you know as well as I do, if you want to win a conference title, you got to go through Mercer in order to do it. You haven't played them yet. You play them tomorrow night at your place. That is a big opportunity for the Lady Hawks. First of all, what's the biggest challenge that Mercer gives your team tomorrow night?
Just their intensity. I mean, we are learning to play with intensity, but it's not been our strongest point, and that's something we're building on right now, and we can see that happening more in the games, and we just have to stay confident going into tomorrow night's game.
I've talked with more than one coach, too, and, you know, granted, Mercer has had better talent than teams in the conference for a number of years running, but a lot of coaches will say, you know, in order to swing the upsets in playing Mercer, you got to believe you can do it. And if you don't believe it, you're kind of beaten before you hit the floor. Is that one of the things that you're reminding your girls of? We know we can play against this team. Now we got to go out and do it.
Yes, we really worked on that today at practice.
So with Mercer, most Class 1 teams, you know, coaches will say, we're going to play zone. We want to just make sure we keep people away from the hoop. Mercer doesn't do that. Mercer comes out and they play man-to-man. Is, you know, being able to handle the ball against their man-to-man pressure, Coach, is that kind of the biggest thing that you need to figure out against them?
Yes, it is. I have quite a few man-to-man offenses, but just being successful in those I have a good ball handler. I have a couple good ball handlers, but we just have to have the confidence to get through them.
So against Mercer, Coach, if things are going well for Gilman City, what do you envision the things that, if Gilman City is going to be in this game, have a shot in the second half, what are the things that you're going to need to do well?
We're going to need to work the ball. We need more than one scorer, and we've been working on that, and I have been able to see it coming together. And like I said, that I had more than one girl with points on the board Friday night, and that's something we want to carry into Tuesday. Just if you're able to shut one girl down, that's not how you win a ball game. So we want every girl to be able to put points on the board.
Yeah, to me it looks like, you know, you look at what's the game of the year to this point in the HDC and the girls' race. I think it's coming up tomorrow with Mercer at Gilman City. You know, there's so much attention when Mercer comes to your barn, Coach, that you don't want to overlook Winston. No matter what happens against Mercer, you don't want to look at the week and go, this is our big game this week. You want to make sure that, you know, what you get the girls Wednesday and Thursday, you want them really concentrating on Winston, correct?
Yes, we want to take every win we can, so can't leave anyone unprepared for.
I haven't seen the bracket yet. What sort of a seed do you have for the tournament next week?
We are the number three.
Number three. Princeton's in that. Are they like a one or a two and somebody else?
Yep, St. Joe Christian is one and Princeton's two.
Gotcha. That's going to be a pretty good tournament. Two teams that you mentioned, Gilman City, a good home number three seed in that Gilman City Invitational next week. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck against Mercer tomorrow night.
Thank you.